So here's to all of the good thinkers.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group.
So here's a riding shotgun with the Lone Ranger.
So we've got Mr. William Prentice on the phone here with the Davis Refinery and the Meridian Energy Group. And one of the reasons why we're having him on the program today is I just spent a few days out in the Bakken, bellied up to a couple cafes, and we were talking about some of the Bakken projects. And, you know, honestly, the Davis Refinery is something people are talking about. And, you know, they got some questions on some things. And so I thought we'd have the CEO on to talk a little bit about some speculation and either misconceptions or myths or facts or however you want to put it. So if you don't mind, I guess I'd like to just start off by asking you a little bit about kind of how the refinery is going from your perspective. And have you guys been hearing any speculation or anything like that when it comes to the refinery that you guys are building in Belfield?
No, we're trying to keep track of people's thoughts about the refinery, and I have to apologize for a certain amount of that. You know, in business, you tend to be secretive about what you're doing. And so it took us a while to figure out that that was not helping us and that we needed to be more open about the plans for the refinery. So we're trying to do that now. You know, some of the things that we've been hearing about the refinery are what we call misconceptions, and we've started to kind of organize ourselves around making sure people are aware of some of these issues and the facts surrounding them. But, you know, starting out with that apology, you know, there are a couple of things. The first one, I guess, that I keep encountering is that there are concerns about the air quality from the refinery. We can't be critical about people worrying about a refinery because most refineries around the country are pretty dirty places. But they're all, you know, 40, 50, 60 years old, too. So as a blank sheet of paper is where we started, we've been able to design this to incorporate all of the emissions technology that's out there. And this is going to be the cleanest refinery in the world when it's finished. The national park that's nearby, who, again, we can't fault them for being concerned, but we've addressed that in our design. And the modeling that's inherent in the air quality application we filed several months ago shows that this is not going to negatively impact the park.
And actually, that was one of the topics that came up was somebody mentioned the Theodore Roosevelt National Park and whether the refinery would be able to be seen from the Theodore Roosevelt National Park or if any of the smoke coming out of the refinery would flow into the national park. And it sounds like you guys have at least heard of some of these speculations or questions or misconceptions, if you will. Have you heard those two different misconceptions? And if so, how do you kind of, I guess, satisfy some of those questions?
Yeah, those are the two big ones, and we satisfy those by just having designed around them. You know, an early concern was violating what is called the view shed of the park. In other words, being visible from the park in a way that detracts from the experience of being at the national park. And we spent a lot of money engineering the facility to kind of sit a little bit lower on the site, for instance, and to put the equipment to where you cannot see it from the park. You know, we determined that you couldn't do that through, you know, engineering and surveying design and so forth, but you know, that was not compelling to a number of people. So we actually, several months back, had an event where during the summer we went out to several places in the park, and we had arranged for a weather balloon with a diameter much wider than our largest piece of equipment on the park to be raised to a level above the tallest structure in the refinery. You know, we just invited people to go with us, and we wandered all over TR National Park, and you could not see that from the park. You know, plus the fact that the equipment on the site is going to be lighted in a very low-level manner. You know, for some reason, people in the energy industry in times past have always liked to light up their facilities like Christmas trees at night. There's no real reason for that. So, you know, we're not going to do that. And I simply do not believe that you will be able to see the refinery from anywhere in the national park. Now, in terms of air quality, the air quality requirements within the park and around the park are the strongest anywhere in the country. And we have engineered to the point where we do not violate any of those requirements. We're well within those requirements such that the refinery is actually going to be a minor source for air quality permitting. And that requires a tremendous effort, and one that we're very proud of in terms of engineering the project, because it will, in fact, as I mentioned earlier, be the cleanest refinery on this planet when it's done. And we're very proud that this project is going to set a new bar for other facilities in the industry. And the refining industry is going to be a much cleaner industry from now on. And I think we're going to play a big part in that.
We're talking with the CEO of the Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery, Mr. William Prentice. How about from the aesthetic side of things? You mentioned the Theodore Roosevelt National Park with the weather balloon, but how about when you're a little bit closer to it? Is there going to be like any trees or bushes or, I guess, aesthetic landscaping that's going to be done to kind of enhance the immediate visual?
Yeah, first of all, you know, it's impossible to make a refinery like that pretty to everybody. people that are in the business, they tend to think of them as being absolutely beautiful. But, we start out with the same kind of requirements on exterior finish and painting that were imposed on the nearby crude by rail terminals, where they fit into the landscape pretty nicely. We've also optioned and are in the process of acquiring a much, much greater amount of land than we actually need for the refinery. And the purpose of that is for a very wide agricultural buffer around the plant. And we're actually working with the University of North Dakota on how to use that buffer to accomplish some other goals, of the state, such as habitat for instance, the endangered state insect, the bumblebee, will be accommodated in that habitat restoration. And we're also going to be looking at other species of hardwoods and softwoods that would help disguise the facility to nearby communities. And, you know, it's not just visual, but that also has an impact on any possible noise pollution. And it certainly does away with most of what would otherwise become dust pollution from the refineries. You can tell I love talking about this project, and again, you know, we're learning how to be more open about our plans and so forth. So any help you can give us in doing that, we're very, very grateful for. The information on the company and, you know, where it's located and so forth, we have people around up there all the time now, more than happy to talk about it. If there's a local event that we can appear at to answer questions, we're happy to do that.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
So here's to the picture that holds us laughing.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Weight of the world, and here's the screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this moment pass.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energyservices.com.